This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's been about a week since Governor Josh Shapiro sent a letter to the CEOs of 24 electric, gas, and water utilities, telling them to put customers first and to stop seeking high rate increases. The governor linked those rate hikes to skyrocketing profits and said unless the utilities adopt his three proposals, his administration will fight their rate cases. The letter has received lukewarm responses from the industry and resistance from the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission, which in a statement asserts its independence and defends the status quo. Susan Phillips, senior reporter and editor of WHYY's Climate Desk, joins us to talk about this. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
Let's get a scene setter. What's been happening in the industry to spark a letter like this one?
So we all see this each month when we get our bills. Utility costs have risen significantly and continue to rise for a number of reasons. But one reason is rate increases requested by the utilities themselves. Both the number of requests and the amount requested are rising nationwide. So in February, as part of his budget address, Governor Shapiro took aim at utility profits, saying the investor-owned utilities operate with too little accountability. Later that month, I wrote about utility profits, specifically PECO, which saw an almost 50% jump in returns after a 2025 rate hike. When PECO proposed raising rates again, there was a backlash.
Yes, we saw several opponents to the hike, Democratic and Republican lawmakers, as well as the governor, cite some of the figures from your reporting. PECO withdrew the rate hike request after pressure from Governor Shapiro. So what is the point of this letter from Shapiro? What does the governor want utilities to do?
He wants to radically change how the current rate case system works. So right now, the utilities ask for a rate increase. They file reams of documents with complex financial information to the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission. It's nothing you and I could ever really make sense of. There's horse trading, basically, among multiple parties until there's a compromise. But the problem is the public doesn't know up front how much profit the utilities are planning to make off of these rate hikes. And that's what's called a black box settlement.
So what does he want to do about that?
So he wants to eliminate the black box settlements. Instead, he wants the utilities to seek bids for its equity through a public, transparent process. And it's this equity that helps finance new infrastructure. So we pay for that. And that's how they make their profits. This would likely lower their profits as well as our rate hikes. So basically, the governor wants utilities, which have a monopoly, to earn the same return as the stock market as a whole. Right now, they earn on average 10 to 11% in Pennsylvania. So if these changes are made, this would likely mean they would earn around 7, 8, maybe 9%. And remember, these types of investments have very low risk.
What else does the letter say?
He wants the utilities to do a cost-benefit analysis of their infrastructure spending, right? Is this infrastructure really needed or is it not? He also wants them to borrow more money to cover these costs and to do so through cheaper government loans.
What's the response of the utility industry to the governor's message?
So their industry group, the Energy Association of Pennsylvania, wrote a letter to the governor saying they were open to dialogue, but they backed the status quo. It said, you know, essentially the utilities have an obligation to invest in critical infrastructure, which provides safety and reliability, and also, it said, drives economic growth. Remember, they also have an obligation to their shareholders to make as much money as possible. So there's a reason that monopoly utilities are regulated.
And the Public Utility Commission is tasked with regulating them. What do they say?
In a statement, they stress their independence, and they pretty much back the status quo.
Susan, Governor Shapiro is very forceful in his message to these CEOs. Can he spark change in the industry?
He could. I mean, he said that if they don't comply with his three benchmarks, he would actively oppose the rate hikes. Although he appoints the PUC commissioners, they are an independent agency, and they seem to be asserting that independence. So it doesn't seem like they're really on board with this.
And the governor, who is seeking re-election and possibly a bid for the White House down the road, has been making it his mission to unravel utility raids and stand up for customers this year. This move is good for consumers, but it also can be viewed as politically expedient.
Sure, it absolutely is. He clearly has political ambitions. You know, it's still unclear if this battle with utility companies and the Public Utility Commission will succeed.
Did the letter make a dent in any way?
It's hard to say. I will say the day after the letter was sent, Wall Street did take notice. Although stock prices for energy companies rose overall, those operating in Pennsylvania saw a drop. And, you know, one expert told me it's actually a pretty good deal for utilities, what he's proposing. It's not as if they would not make a good profit. It's only that their profits would align with typical Wall Street returns.
Susan Phillips, senior reporter and editor of WHYY's Climate Desk, joining us to talk about this. Thanks, Susan.
You're welcome.
And you can find Susan's reporting on this issue and other related issues at whyy.org. This is WHYY's Morning Edition.